The company just announced that you will be the new president of this combined, merged company between Cincinnati-based Synergy and Duke Power. And you have a strong legal background, according to the information that was just sent to us. Will this new company's focus be legislative?
Our focus is going to be, it will continue to be on the customer. It will be on reliability. There will be certainly legislative and regulatory issues that we will focus on as we move forward. And just to be sure that we're on the same page, I will be president of Duke Power after the merger is complete, which is one of the four electric utilities, franchise electric utilities.
Now, how certain are you that this merger is going to actually happen?
We're always optimistic. So far, we already have approval from FERC. We have approval from several of the states. South Carolina was the first state to approve the merger. We just completed our hearings in North Carolina last week, and we are looking forward to completing the regulatory approvals in the spring.
And FERC is the Federal Regulatory
Commission? Yes, it is.
Commission? Okay. Now, with a merger between Synergy and Duke Power, this will create one of the largest power companies in the country. And, of course, as expected, it faces close scrutiny from regulators and industrial customers. During the hearings last week in North Carolina, the industrial customers wanted to know why rates are higher in North Carolina versus South Carolina. How do you plan to address that once the company is formed?
Well, certainly the issues with regard to the rates in North and South Carolina, the disparity, there is a small disparity in the industrial rates, and they're slightly higher in North Carolina than South Carolina. Part of that is the result of actions from several years ago. And in North Carolina, we chose to do the rate freeze or clean smokestacks bill, which kept the rates at their then current level. And part of that is what is creating the disparity. But in the new company, we will continue to work with customers to see what their needs are. But in the what we were hearing last week was their concern over being able to be competitive, and we want them to be competitive.
Does that mean you're willing to take another look at the rates or the way that you are charging customers between the two states?
No, I think what I'm saying is that it is very common for rates in different states to be different. And what we are willing to do and always willing to do is to look for win-win solutions, both for the customers that will meet their needs and that are a win-win for shareholders as well. So we want to have a dialogue with our customers.
In reading your background and what I've learned about Ruth Shaw, I can see perhaps different styles of leadership just based on both of your backgrounds. She seems to be very much a people person, and you've been in the legal department. Will you be changing your approach when you're talking to customers, or will you be doing pretty much the same thing where I understand she had quarterly meetings with the employees, and when a big power outage is out, she actually goes out to the workers and the crews and talks to customers directly?
I would have to say that Ruth Shaw is someone who has just the most incredible people skills of anyone I've ever known. She's wonderful in dealing with customers and employees. My background, I moved over to the power company about 5 years ago, so I have not been in legal the whole time, and I've dealt with customers and regulators and legislators during that period of time, and frankly, for most of my career. So we have a slightly different style, but a same interest, which is to create a good environment both for employees and for customers and for shareholders.
Should this merger happen, when would you fill your new position?
After the merger is completed. We were initially looking at mid-2006 for the completion with all the regulatory approvals.
Ellen Ruff, thank you very much for joining us.
All right, Simone, thank you.